Most girls complain that good guys are hard to find, as if we were some sort of rare species, but we are right there with you, helping with your heavy luggage whiles putting on a genial smile, showering you with compliments because we believe in building you up, treating you with respect because you deserve nothing less, but some way somehow, we are never good enough for you. Oh, he's just a good friend, he's like a brother, never an option to be something more, maybe your last resort. Because if we were, why would you bypass us and jump into the car of the bad guy? We hear all the reasons you give, they make you feel special, they are not so spiritual, they have the class, they've got the swag and they are both rough and smooth. Since when did being gentlemen become a thing of the past? But then it's our arms you run back into when they break your heart over and over again, it's our shoulders you lean into and cry your hearts out when you get hurt. How come we are qualified to be your comforters and not your lovers? We tenderly nurse your wounded hearts and gather the smashed pieces of your heart only to find you back into their arms when you've gotten yourself together. You get treated like fantasy objects because you let them, and you get shocked when things don't work out, when the length of your skirt is even shorter than the time you spent together. Every fantasy turns into boredom when duly satisfied. Why settle to be someone's for the meantime when you were created to be a person's forever? We treat you like the gem you are, but surprisingly you find that uncomfortable. Could it be because you think devaluing yourself meant being trendy and keeping up with the times? We won't talk dirty to you because you are worth more than that. Our eyes don't linger in lust after you because we appreciate the inner beauty more. We won't emotionally blackmail you in greasing our beds to remain faithful, because promiscuity doesn't make a man, it only makes him less of it. And besides, what makes them the standard? If you want to know if anyone is deserving of you, try this. Compare him to Jesus, and find out where he falls short. We are not bragging, but I'm sure that we'd be way up the scale than your classy kind of guy. If you believe Jesus is the lover of your soul, then be rest assured that your heart would be guarded with all due diligence. We'll help you become the best version of yourself and not tear you down to gratify our ego. Yeah, we might be too churchy, but trust us, we are your best choice. Photo credits to Google Images. We are honored to hand our hankies to you when you cry, and to make you smile when you are down. But we'd appreciate if you'd take us out of the friend zone. We are not too nice to be something more. We are more than capable of loving you just the way you deserve, because we have tapped it from the source of love himself. If the church is God's bride, then allow yourself to be ours, and we'll show you what true love is all about. Signed, your niece friends.